This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Markets respond to a slight de-escalation in the trade fight between the U.S. and China. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Markets appear to have gotten a boost this morning from news that the U.S. is making a tactical decision not to further escalate its trade fight with China. To talk about how markets are responding, we have Jay Bryson this morning. He's Managing Director and Global Economist at Wells Fargo Securities. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Sabri.
It looked like this morning when we learned that the U.S. won't impose sweeping limits on Chinese investment in the U.S. after all, futures turned around. Is this something that markets were happy to hear?
A lot of focus has recently been on trade war sorts of issues, you know, whether it's steel tariffs or other sorts of tariffs, and then these potential limits on Chinese investment. So anything that is shown as maybe ratcheting down the tension somewhat comes as good news to many financial market participants.
We're also hearing a lot of high expectations for GDP numbers out due later this week. What are you expecting?
Yeah, so it looks like GDP will in the second quarter will probably be somewhere between 4% and maybe even 5%. We know that consumption spending was strong in the second quarter, and the trade numbers that we have received recently also is pushing up some of these estimates as well. Now, I would caution that's probably not the sustainable underlying trend of growth in the economy, but, you know, a 4% or 5% number, you know, certainly in any given quarter is a good sort of number, and so we would expect something pretty strong like that.
Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo Securities, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We are expecting a decision today from the Supreme Court in a case that could have far-reaching implications for the labor movement in the U.S. Janus versus AFSCME. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more on what this case is about and why it's so important.
This case involves a guy named Mark Janus. He's a government worker for the Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services. And he chose not to join his state union. But every paycheck, he still had to pay some union fees. And that's because in a lot of states, unions are allowed to collect fees from workers who aren't union members. The rationale is that all employees benefit from certain union activities, like collective bargaining agreements. Mark Janus, though, said this isn't fair, and the case went to court. Sheila Krumholtz is with the Center for Responsive Politics.
Mark Janus and people who feel similarly believe that they should not be forced to pay anything to unions that they don't agree with, don't believe in, don't want representing them.
Today's decision will tell us whether public unions can continue to collect fees from non-union members like Mark Janus. If the Supreme Court rules in Janus's favor, unions will probably end up bringing in a lot less money, and that's bound to make them less powerful. By the way, nationwide, about a third of public sector workers are union members.
Thank you. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace delivers public service journalism that matters. Now, you can help us do it by becoming a Marketplace investor today. And right now, your donation in any amount could unlock a $25,000 challenge from Candida if we meet our fiscal year goal of 6,000 donors by June 30th. Contribute today at marketplace.org to support the news you trust.
Here's a question EU leaders are meeting to discuss tomorrow. What happens to the border between the British province of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland once Britain leaves the EU? Right now, that border's wide open. Anyone can wander, walk, or drive across it with no barriers, border posts, customs inspections. The EU wants it to stay that way after Brexit. A hard border, it is feared, might revive the centuries-old violent struggle over a united Ireland. The British say technology can keep the border frictionless. But what technology, and would it work? From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Automatic number plate recognition, or ANPR, could be the answer. Steve Walker of MAV Systems makes this equipment. He says automated border control is now perfectly possible.
There's a whole combination of things that are available that are in use around the world. So on the American borders, on the Norway and Sweden border, number one has to be the ANPR up front so that that actually captures every vehicle as it comes down the road towards the border.
As cameras record images, a metal plate in the road measures the weight of the vehicle as it passes by. Radar and lasers then outline the shape of the vehicle, matching it with those of registered exporters or importers. And if all that's too conspicuous, David Trimble, former First Minister of Northern Ireland, told the BBC he has another suggestion.
The solution is very simple. You marry together a sat-nav.
That satellite navigation.
And a mobile phone, and put them in the cab of the vehicle. The technology is there. It needs to be polished up a little bit, and that's all.
But it's not as easy a solution as it sounds. Martin Gallen, who makes and sells these Irish bagpipes, says he and many of his neighbours in the Northern Irish border town of Strabane resent the thought of being photographed and monitored as they go back and forth across the border.
There's a lot of people don't want their movements tracked. On this contrary, there's a lot of people who be very cynical about who's controlling all these cameras, who's watching me, or they don't want the 24-hour surveillance. You know, it's just us 1984.
And there are real doubts about the technological solutions on the Irish side of the border. Especially at this brand new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, one of the largest in Ireland. Combilift makes innovative forklift trucks. The boss, Martin McVicker, says he depends on a complicated European supply chain.
We could be asking our transport company to pick up some axles in Germany, stop then in France, pick up other components, then stop to pick up maybe motors in Scotland before coming here.
Any border check on the way in from Northern Ireland would have to be manual, he says.
You don't think technology will be up to the job?
When you have transport vehicles that have mixed pallets, it's going to be very hard to imagine how this is going to really work efficiently.
The only way to avoid physical border checks, say opponents of Brexit, is for Britain to stay in the customs union and the single market. Supporters of Brexit say that's tantamount to staying in the European Union. In Monaghan, Ireland, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.